Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sales is King. This is Dan Sixsmith. Glad to be with you. Glad we've had some great guests on and some good episodes, and we've been picking up the pace and cadence. So hopefully you're enjoying that. And tell your friends if you're getting any value from it, which I'm hoping you do. So give us a review, a like, a five-star review if you love it. Tell your friends about it. And let me know if you have ideas for good guests or if you want to come on. We did the last episode was a Dan rant, which was always a fan favorite, where we take on a topic and I kind of go deep into that for, 5 to 10 minutes. We'll be weaving those in, which would be great. And since I had a cancellation today and I'm in the studio, I decided that I'm going to come up with a new feature on Sales is King called the Top 10 List and Friday Fun. So for this Friday Fun, I've got a top 10 sales mistakes that reps make way too often. And I'm going to go through this and potentially tear it apart or agree with it. And let's have some fun. So this is from a company called Super Office. So right off the bat, I have no idea who these people are. I'm going to have to check them out afterward, but they've decided that they know enough about sales that they're going to, put out a top 10 list of top 10 sales mistakes. So the first thing is, if you're going to do a top 10 list, make sure you have some credibility and people know who the heck you are, right? So number one, according to the infamous Sales Office people, is not listening and talking too much. So I would have to agree with that. Can you imagine not listening at all as a seller? That's the thing that's really killing me. I mean, talking too much, I think we could all be guilty of. Sometimes we're nervous. Sometimes we just start spewing facts and figures. But at the end of the day, we have to ask questions. We have to listen effectively, and understand if there's a problem that we can solve, right? So I would agree with number one. And they're saying here, according to the experts, Super Office people, who will figure out who they are later, listening to talking ratio should be 60-40. And in another study, and they don't reference any of the studies, so take that with a grain of salt. 43% speaking, 57% listening. Okay. Well, I think it depends. I think certainly, on the situation, but if it's a discovery call and early on, you'll probably be doing a lot more listening. Then, if it's a demo or something where you're getting into, an overview or your pitch deck, et cetera. Right. So, I'll agree with number one. Number two says offering too much for nothing. Okay. I think this is a good one. I think this is a byproduct of, the talking too much, right? And spewing data, not listening, staggering all over the place, throwing darts, spaghetti up against the wall, right? And seeing, hopefully something sticks, which is not a great sales approach. Buyers are saying that they really don't even want to deal with sellers. They deliver so little value. So, you might deliver a little bit of value if you talk too much and then they're not even going to call you back. So I think at the end of the day, I am going to agree with this. I don't think it's one of the very top ones, but I think it's one that certainly might come back to bite you. Number three, not focusing on the solution. And I'm looking at this. This is great. They say here, features tell, benefits sell. Okay. So I'm with them on that. They're basically saying, don't talk too much about the bells and whistles, but talk about the problems that you're going to solve. So I would agree with that. I think the number three should be focusing too much on the solution versus not focusing on the solution, which they're talking about top 10 mistakes. So number four, focusing on price, not value. I'm with them 100%. I think that for sure, coming from my background, value is 100%, you know, something that you have to sell on and with and around. And price becomes a lot more digestible, certainly when you've been able to sell value and the benefits and the return on investment and all of that good stuff. So I'm with them on number five, on number four. So far I'm hanging in with these folks. Number five, making promises you can't keep. No matter how much you want to sell, lying is a bad way to start any relationship. So, I mean, you know, do we even have to say this? But you know, certainly, sellers have not a great reputation in general. People don't trust us generally. So I would imagine that certainly lying is not going to be anything that's going to help you. So I consider it a good one to have in here, although, you know, ludicrous if someone is thinking that they're going to do that. And then it says here, let the prospects sell to themselves. So now these guys at Super Office are getting a little, you know, starting to fly out of bounds a little bit. Not sure what that means. Let the prospects sell to themselves. But we're going to keep going here on this Friday fun and this list here. I can't wait to see what the rest of this list is. Number six, not having an intention to close a sale. Okay, so now we're really kind of off our rockers. I mean, if you're in sales, selling means closing a deal. So eventually that's where you got to get to. So if you have no intention of trying to close a sale, in other words, you have no intention of trying to be successful. So I think this is yet another crazy one, but nonetheless fun that they have it in there. And hopefully no one else has read this article. I just don't even know where it came from. Then they have an interesting stat here. Again, the stats have no references whatsoever in the percentages, but it says 63% of all sales interactions end with the sales rep not even asking for the sale. Okay. All right, let's keep going. I'm underwhelmed here, but let's go to number seven. Not being ready to overcome objections. Okay, well, that's not a bad one. Certainly, you should be prepared ahead of time and know what the typical objections are in the process. You should anticipate those. You should be able to talk around those and not be caught unaware. So I think that's pretty good for number seven. Number eight, arguing with a potential customer. Okay, so this is really a gem, right? Are you going to get the business if you start arguing and saying, you know, you're wrong, you know, I know what I'm talking about, you know, you're wrong, let's get into a duel. Don't see it happening. Just looking for some of the clarification here. Arguing with potential customers will result in you losing the sale. Okay, well, thanks for that obvious statement. Number nine, this is really a gem of a list. I love it. Number nine, not doing your homework. If you fail to prepare to fail. Well, and let's see what else. Here's another unnamed stat. 95% of B2B buyers research companies online before making purchases. Okay, so there's a lot of basic stuff here, but I agree. You know, this is a big one for me. Not doing your homework is unacceptable. You've got to be prepared on who the prospect is, what the company is wrestling with. All of this stuff is available online, and you should be fully prepared the discovery should validate some of your research. So I'm with these folks on number 9. And number 10, not getting access to decision makers. Yeah, well, certainly. That's that is a good one. If you want to, again, a little bit on the obvious side, but again, you need to know who's going to pull the trigger, who the champion is, who else will be involved in this buying decision, right? We've got buying committees today. Who's the budget holder? And if you can't get access to those folks, there's a pretty good chance that you are not going to go anywhere and your deal is not going to go anywhere. So, very interesting. Oh, there's a bonus tip here. And it says, don't sell ice to an Eskimo. Okay. Let's see what this is. Okie doke. Yep, wasting your time and effort. Always make sure that they need your business. 65% of a company's business come from existing customers. Yeah. Selling stuff people don't need is simply tacky. Okay. Well, yep, I get it. And then they talk about their sales playbook, which you know, they're going to do a little sales pitch here. And here is the person that wrote it. I'm not going to call them out. But super interesting. Hey, you know what? Not bad. So that's the top 10 list on Friday Fun. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll bring it back if we get some good viewership. And always happy to be with you and really appreciate the support over the years. We've got a couple of new podcasts that are going to be coming out soon, and I'll tell you about them. You know, we're not going to be talking about sales in these podcasts. They're going to be a little bit of a different approach for me, but I'm hoping that you come over with me to these other shows, and we'll have more information on those in the coming weeks. So once again, thanks so much. Appreciate your support. Send me notes or anything you need in terms of help or topics for the show. And until then, peace.